Welcome to the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Miley, an IFS-informed certified trauma recovery coach. This show features interviews from survivors all over the world as they share their impactful story of thriving in their post-traumatic growth. We explore resources, tools, and coping skills to support the trauma survivor community. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back to the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Miley. I'm an IFS-informed trauma recovery coach, and I have with us today Blackwell Jack. Thank you so much for joining the show. He is a renowned leader in the field of healing generational trauma and addressing the intricate patterns of trauma passed down from our ancestors. With a dedicated focus on personal growth, Jack's transformative journey began over 20 years ago when he first experienced the profound impact of family constellation work. That pivotal day marked a turning point in his life. For those past two decades, Jack has been at the forefront of leading healing events. His journey started with holotropic breathwork, which is a rigorous process, unlocking inner wisdom and catalyzing energetic shifts. Today, Jack has evolved into a full-time family constellation practitioner, passionately guiding others on healing their paths. Beyond this practice, Jack is committed to sharing his expertise. He trains students to learn the art of facilitation. He's a public speaker and a writer, and he hosts weekly private family constellation events. Jack, thank you so much for being here today. Let's dive in with your personal journey. I know you have had a lot of childhood trauma. You had your own journey that kind of led you to where you got here now. Tell us a little bit about what that's been like for you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate being here with you. I had an interesting childhood, and interesting's one way of framing it. And the interesting thing about it is that it was a childhood of neglect. And I think for those of us whose childhood was based on neglect, it's a very different experience because it's much, much more difficult for us to recognize, oh, I have experienced trauma. I have been traumatized. Because we weren't necessarily overtly beaten. We weren't necessarily locked in the closet. It was very obvious cues that society says, wow, you really experienced a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. So mine, I was basically like a lone wolf. My mother was just like, all right, here's some food. I was in the household, but she's like, here's some food and good luck. And so I would say that I raised myself. Mm-hmm. I raised myself to the point, some stories that I heard, my grandmother told me later on, she's like, oh, when you were five, you were doing your own laundry, right? So, when I got braces at the age of 12, mm-hmm. I was responsible for all my orthodontist appointments as a 12-year-old. And so I had braces for 9 years. Because I never went to the orthodontist. I would skip for 2 years at a time. There was no parent there saying, hey, you didn't go to the orthodontist last week. That just didn't exist. So I carried the shame for the family. I've talked about the generational patterns. So I was a bit like the archetype, the character of Pigpen. So since I was doing my own laundry, I wasn't doing laundry was basically what that means. Right. So I was very dirty. I was very unclean, very unbathed. And fortunately, and there were sexual, very strong sexual overtones between my mother and I. So, you know, I like to name that to kind of normalize that it happens. It happens for men and women, actually. I was her little partner. I remember one day she was in a 3-year depression in the midst of, I think when I was 15 years old to when I was 18, she really didn't get out of bed very much. And I remember her quote unquote jokingly say to me one time, like, oh, would you make love to me? Right. And so it never fully went to a physical, sexual, abusive relationship, but the energies were there. Yeah. And then, fortunately, I had a great break, although I think it was divine. I really think, you know, we're souls on a path.
Yeah.
And in that, my biological father called when I was 18, and he said, Jack, I want to meet you. I hadn't seen him since I was a couple months old. I didn't know. I knew there was someone else out there, but I had a stepfather. And that really began the healing journey, was meeting him, moving in with him immediately. So just going from this super neglected, no support, depressed and angry, household,
yeah,
and overly sexualized, to a very, very, very different experience. Much, much more support, much healthier, still a lot of trauma, but much healthier.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was at the age of 18. And so daily working on myself, really from that point on.
Wow. Where had your father been? If you do you know that story behind of where he had been until you were 18?
Yeah, he was in Napa, California, Northern California. I was growing up in Southern California. And his story, what he said was, I just thought it'd be better if I was out of the picture. Your mother, stepfather, I guess he had called my mother every couple of years and check in, how's Jack doing? But I don't think he understood.
Yeah.
How bad it was, how bad it was for me.
Wow. So that reconnection ended up to be really important for your journey. And from there, did you start to realize how unhealthy and toxic the life was that you had? Is that how you, did you go seeking? How did you get into, because like holotropic breathwork and family constellations, you don't just like fall into those.
No. Well, here's what's crazy is that even now, I mean, I'm 57 now, even now I'm still grasping through my own therapist and therapy, just how deeply, almost torturous, abusive, truly abusive, it really was. And so I'm still, even at this age, integrating that consciousness, that concept that it was deeply threatening and afraid every day. And then I found a book called A Course in Miracles. I had done some work previous to that. It was a very, very spiritual text. And that was a beautiful text for me. That was something I studied for 5 years every day. And then I went to I was a flight attendant, right? So things had improved. I became a flight attendant. I was living life. There was still, of course, tons of trauma blocking certain areas of my life. But I became a flight attendant, and I was really, I did it for 10 years, and it was so fun. It's such a fun job. It pays well. You do not take the office home with you. You're just like, you leave it on the airplane. But my heart was feeling more and more empty. And I knew I wanted something with more meaning, something with more soul, with more heart, with more depth. I just couldn't keep doing it. It just felt empty inside. And I had an experience that a man named Colin Tipping leads a workshop called Radical Forgiveness and wrote a book on the topic. And in the midst of this event, after 2 days of like yelling at a picture of my mother and getting in touch with my rage and all of that, we did this thing called breathwork. And I was absolutely astounded. I was like, oh my God, what just happened for me in the process of an hour? I think would have taken a year of therapy. The levels of grief that were coming through me, the kind of deep soul level aha of my mother didn't do anything wrong, like that there was a divinity, there was a perfection, even though it was extremely painful. And then I grasped my second aha that night was I didn't do anything wrong either. And then that created another crescendo of grief and tears. And I was really shaken, but in the best way. From that experience. And coincidentally, or of course not coincidentally, on that same weekend right before that, I had decided that I was going to quit. I had committed. I'm like, I've been waiting for the next profession to come along, and I just have to step out on faith and let go of the airplane job.
Wow.
And so as I thought about the breath work for the next couple of weeks, I was like, wow, that's what I want to do. I want to help people with the profound energetic experience that I just had.
I love that. Isn't it always fantastic and a little bit wild when we're touched in such a profound way by something and immediately the human gravity is that I want to share this with other people so they can experience this too, right? And so, you know, obviously in trauma recovery coaching, it's all because of my own personal journey as well for myself. So I love that. So I want to jump in to family constellation. So let's start there. Let's just say no one has ever heard of this before. They're listening and they're like, what do they keep talking about? Give us kind of an overview of what family constellations is.
Well, constellations are tricky in one way. And they're tricky in one way is that in our Western scientific model, we have thrown out the idea that what happened to our ancestors impacts us. Right? We've basically, it's science, you're born, you have trauma in childhood, and that trauma or lack of trauma will support you or impact the rest of your life. What I've truly come to believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too, because I think it's valuable for the listeners, is that that moment that we are born, we're actually not a blank slate. We at that point have inherited an energetic imprint from our lineage. And that's either going to be a traumatized lineage and a trauma imprint that we receive, or it's going to be a supportive, healthy lineage and a supportive, strong imprint that we receive, or somewhere in the middle. And so the beauty of constellation work is that it is working at this energetic lineage, ancestral imprint level to free us up from the energetic bonds and connections to our lineage that don't serve us.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with that. How we can look at the science of things and say, you know, red hair can jump multiple generations, you know, green and blue eyes, which you and I both have light eyes. I'm green. It looks like you're blue over there, bluish green. And it's like, yes, that's genetics, sure. But like this idea that trauma doesn't come with you doesn't make any sense. You know, I think we put a lot more weight on the nurture lifestyle rather than just the nature. And it is a mix of the nature and nurture from when you're born into, right? And especially if the, if it's not as many generations back. Now I know that you go with family constellations all the way back into ancestral bonds and things that happened, right? And so for us in this country, that might mean, you know, slavery, that might mean indigenous, genocide and pain that happened back then, depending on what's in our blood, right? But if it's just a couple of generations back, how could that not impact you? Because if it impacted your grandmother, who then raised your mother, who then raised you, even just the ideologies, right? Even just, you know, the way that the cognitive brain works at that point is being passed down. So yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that for sure. For sure. So in family constellations, you're doing mapping, but you're also doing healing. So what does that look like when a client is coming in and starting to like get into this journey of their own family constellation?
Well, I'll share one that's very common for the feminine, for women. And most of our audience is certainly doing the personal work are women at this time. Yeah. And that's a woman who can't speak truth. It's a woman who can't speak. And I know in the IFS work and in our work, what we'll see is like a client, she's like, I'm terrified of speaking my truth. I'm terrified of speaking out. I'm terrified that if I say something, people are going to reject me or they're not going to love me. And what we can see, because we actually have people role play, much like gestalt, empty chair, things like that. And somehow our role play allows us to pick up on the energetics that live within our bodies, that live within the family system. And what we set up a representative, say, hey, can you represent mom? Can you represent my grandmother? We get this dynamic experience. Can you represent great grandmother? And let's say what we see with great grandmother, when we see that role being portrayed, is she's like, I am terrified. I may die if I speak up, right? Because my husband is a drunken alcoholic. And so I shut down my voice and I would almost rather be dead. So that is the energy that great grandmother, it lives in her body. So she has her child, she has grandmother. And even if, I don't want to go into the adoption concept, but beyond just grandmother's childhood, she is feeling the imprint from her mom. And the imprint says, if I speak my truth, I may die.
Yeah.
And so grandmother doesn't speak her truth. And she may even choose an abusive partner that mirrors what great-grandmother's partnership was like. Yeah. And then they have a child and they have mom. And mom's like, I don't know why, but I'm terrified of speaking my truth. Right. And then our client, I'm terrified of speaking her truth. So constellation work allows us to work not just in the here and now with you and I, but we get, because you and I could work our energetic patterns, and that's great. But this methodology is a little bit more spiritual, mystical, not religious, but mystical. Yeah. And it allows us to work the energetic patterns of great grandmother's trauma. Yeah. And what you see when you resolve trauma in a lineage level is healthier energies get passed down the lineage. And so resolve this peace with great grandmother, and all of a sudden the representative for grandma says, oh my gosh, like I feel seen by my mom. And great grandmother says, I can never tell you this, but I love you, because I couldn't speak, but I loved you so much. And I was so grateful you came into our lives. And then, you know, grandmother is now feeling this inflow of positive, loving energy passed down to mom and passed down to us. So that when the client leaves the constellation, that our hope is, it's not always everything at one time, but our hope is she's just like, oh my God, I don't know what it is, but I've been thinking about taking singing lessons and I just feel like I'm going to do it because I just feel like my voice needs to be heard and I need to speak for the women in my lineage.
Wow. So, that's beautiful. Yes. I just want to clarify, when you're saying the representative, we're talking about the person who was designated from the onlookers who has come now to play that role and play this role. And each of them, not just the person who actually has the genetic blood of these women inside of them, but even the representatives on the stage or the arena or whatever, however you're doing it, in the room, in the class, in the center, they're actually feeling these energy shifts, even though this is not part of their blood. And that's how you know that these things are on that mystical level, like what you're naming there. It's an energetic force field. They don't actually even know maybe this woman's name, or they don't even know where this is coming from, or they didn't live with that abusive partner. They're not even related to the story, but because they've taken on that role, the energies are actually flowing through them. Am I tracking that properly?
Yes. And they may not even know great grandmother's story, but usually what the client will find 95% of the time is it's like, wow, this is really resonating and it's true for me. Yeah. There is something in this that's hitting home. And I know that this is spot on. Yeah. And the times we can verify facts, we're like, oh yeah, that really did happen. Like the people did come across in a boat and a bunch of people died on the ship. And so of course I'm afraid of being on the water and you know, these phobias.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, all that kind of thing that, that passes down. So when they're mapped, how are we often seeing, well, phobias, I think you just kind of named one, anxieties, things like that. How are we often seeing this generational and ancestral trauma really creating a suffering inside of the person who's still holding it? The one who's finally going to take the step to say, I'm ready to dig into this and to find freedom there. How is that manifesting in them?
Can you explain that a little more for me?
Yeah. So if I'm the one who's carrying a bunch of this generational or even ancestral trauma from multi generations back, how is it manifesting in me in ways that maybe I don't even know? Maybe I just think, oh, I don't even know why I have this blank, this anxiety. Is it behavioral? Is it cognitive? Is it spiritual? Is it emotional? Is it kind of a mix of both? How is it manifesting in the person who's ready to finally do the work to clear it?
Well, I can speak to my own journey. I've always had a trauma experience with a feminine.
Yeah, right.
Of course, it started with my mom and started with my mother. Yeah. But then if you go ancestrally, you'll actually see imprints farther back. And I even believe that past lives are real, so that can come into play. Yeah. I'll share this. I'll tangent a little bit. My mother and I never were able to get very close. Yeah. It felt threatening on some level. Mm. I set up a constellation. This was actually fairly recently. This was about 2 years ago, but this is the one that my relationship with my mother before this constellation was one way. And my relationship at that point had been that way for 50 some years. Wow. My relationship after that constellation for the last 3 years was completely different. A light switch had flipped on. Mm. And it completely changed. Wow. And what we saw was that there was an energetic entanglement with an ancestor. And this ancestor is about five generations back. So it's quite a ways back. And it was a woman. And what showed up in the field through this intuitive process was that it seemed like her village had been overrun and she had been raped. And she had been raped. And she got pregnant. And she got pregnant. And what showed up was that she killed her son. That she killed her son. And that my mother and I had this connection, this energetic imprint to this massive trauma, massive trauma. You know, this great, great, great grandmother must have gone off the deep end in some way, probably mentally ill, which is in all of our lineages. And so the reason my mother and I couldn't get close was because there was this murderous imprint energetically. And some of us have murders in our lineages. And so it was threatening. It was threatening. It was scary. It was too much. So we couldn't get close. We couldn't come into a loving, good connection. And we did this constellation, and the representative from my mother saw this entanglement, saw this great, great, great grandmother, and was like, oh my gosh, now I understand what's been going on for me, why my life is, you know, a big part of why my life has been so difficult. And this was the first time in a constellation that my mother's representative, and there's a representative for me, someone's playing my part too. I'm sitting back watching like a spectator, and this person is playing me, but they came into connection in the field in this energetic way for the first time. That exact moment, and this is crazy, but I mean this literally, I've never had another negative thought about my mother. It's been 3 years.
Wow.
And it's just like my mother and I are good. There was something about we came into and we rebonded the love that was underneath all the trauma, right? The love that got blocked, the love that got skewed and was convoluted with sexuality. And after that moment, I'm just like, I just love her and we're good. I have not had one negative thought. And what a life change to go through 55 years of trauma and hardship and to being like, wow, we're good.
Wow. That is really, it's fascinating and amazing and also beautiful. And you're so right that like, we want to remember that the purity of what we're capable of, who we're meant to be, the authenticity that's there, the true, pure self-love is always there. It doesn't go away. It just gets topped on top of layers of layers of trauma and negativity that happens. And so that's kind of the uncovery process of what I do with my clients with the trauma recovery work, with or without the internal family systems, but even just kind of uncovering layers that are no longer serving you, that really weren't meant to be there, that got there for whatever reason, but you're still like underneath all of that. And so to come back to like more of a pure mother-son, the way that it's meant to originally be, a beautiful, safe, healthy, secure bond, that was always there. It just had all of this layers fused on top of it that just needed to just unfuse itself and go back to where it belongs, which was one horrible, horrific, acute trauma that happened to this woman 5-6 generations ago. That's amazing. That continues on through our bloodlines, through this epigenetics, right? All of these cognitive, unconscious awarenesses that happen in all of this energies that we're carrying. I know we oftentimes, you know, humans who are not even in the trauma realm will just go, oh, I don't know why I feel this way today. Oh, I don't know why this is like this. Oh, I don't know why. When I see that guy, I just don't even like him. I don't even know why. I shouldn't even say that because I don't know why. And it's like, you can actually dig there and you can find out why. If it's easy enough to just say, you know what, I'm going to choose to like him. Like, I'm not sure what's happening right now. He's actually safe and I'm just going to let it go. If you're able to do that, great. Take that route out. But if it's really impacting, you know, a relationship or a job, a career, something that's happening in your family, dig.
What if we can't break through the money barrier? We can't break through the money barrier. And I see so many lineages. It's because the energetic imprint that they've gotten from their lineage is one could be poverty. And so we can tell ourselves all we want, like, oh, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be prosperous. And yet what we see in an energetic lineage lens, how can I be prosperous when my people suffered, when they were in the potato famine and they almost starved and they sent grandma away to have a better life in America?
Yeah.
Another thing we'll see is families that got their money unethically or on the backs of slavery or factory workers, but it was a very harsh environment for the employees. And so because of lack of ethics in our lineage and our families, mm-hmm. some of us will take almost like an unconscious vow of poverty. I'm never going to have money because what we did with money was so wrong, and I'm going to bring balance to our family system. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a lineage of sexual abuse, whether it's a lineage of poverty, whether it's a lineage of ill health, whether it's a lineage of mental illness, mm-hmm. all of these are passed down to us in an energetic form. Mm-hmm. This is in addition to our childhood trauma.
Right.
Problem is we've got to work beyond. This is so valuable to work at the childhood trauma level.
Yeah.
We've got to work at this other level also. If we've struggled with something for 30 years and we still haven't resolved it, something else is going on. We've got to go to a different level.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Thinking about it as a different level. That is very, very true. You know, healing the things that came before, right? So powerful. Jack, I thank you so much for being here. I know that, you know, you have workshops and you do trainings on this. Tell us a little bit more about that. And I'm going to have all of this linked below when people, you know, are watching this, they can reach out to you if they're interested, but tell us what your trainings and your workshops, look like.
Sure. Lead events really almost weekly. Mm-hmm. There'll be one person that's paid to have their constellation played out. Yeah. And people can come in and check it out. Mm-hmm. They can sit as a spectator or they can choose to take on a role.
Yeah.
And, you know, welcome. Your guests are welcome to come attend for free.
Mm-hmm.
They can attend for free just to check it out and see, oh, is this medicine for my soul? And they can reach out to me. They can reach me through my website, healingfamilytrauma.com.
Excellent.
Or my email, jack@healingfamilytrauma.com. And would love to share. I mention one more piece too.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there is a Netflix series and it's called Another Self. And it's a Turkish self, but it's very well done. It's a drama. Three women going through life, working on their challenges. But it is based on family constellation work. And they actually set up and demo in this dramatization, the modality. And so I also like to bring that to people's awareness.
Oh, I love that. Excellent. Yeah, I will link that up. I love that. I have never even heard of that before. That's really neat. Before I let you go, I just want to just thank you for the work that you're doing. I just want to acknowledge and honor what you are bringing into the energy field of the entire universe, right? Because as people heal, it means that they're helping to heal more people as well, just like you did. So when you were in your journey, I know you've listed a lot of resources, a couple of good books. What was so important that just really was catalyst in your healing?
I think what was a catalyst for me was I always had an awareness, and I think as a soul I came in with this, that we have greater potentials for healing than just talking about things. And that when we can connect to source energy, when we can connect in spiritual containers or access our own inner spiritual natures, that we can dramatically speed up, amplify our healing processes. So in addition to talk therapy, which has a place, I'm in therapy myself, but there are other spiritual containers and contexts. When well held by qualified people, skillful people, really can be such a support, such a speeding up our healing and energetic process. So I feel blessed that I've always had that awareness. So I've sought out those containers and have had tremendously profound life-changing experiences many, many times.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jack. Tell us again the website,
healingfamilytrauma.com.
And I'll have that below and all of your information for your trainings, for your workshops. Thank you so much for joining us, for taking this time today. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to or watching this episode of the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. Please subscribe, like, share, and follow. For any information that was discussed in this podcast episode, check out the show notes below. Until next time, be well.